I am Mark Bell, and I'm running for re-election as mayor of Hillsborough, North Carolina. I was inspired to run because I feel my civic and professional experience make me qualified to be mayor, and because my passion for Hillsborough drives me to contribute to my community in the best way possible. It's been an honor to serve as mayor for the past 2 years and on the town board of commissioners for the 8 years before that, two of which was the mayor pro tem. And I feel that my service in Hillsborough and Orange County make me a qualified and good candidate. I feel the top three issues, for me at least, are to continue taking care of what we have in Hillsborough, continuing to promote excellence in services, and continue embracing smart growth. So by continuing to take care of what we have, what that really means is that we have a lot of aging infrastructure in Hillsborough, especially sewer and water systems and pumping stations and roads and things like that. And all this infrastructure is costly to maintain. We need to do it in a really purposeful way, else we let that investment go to waste and crumble over time. So if we don't maintain those things, then it costs us more in the long run. I'm proud to be part of the town government that was recognized this past September with the ETC Institute's Leading the Way Award for Community Satisfaction of Town Services. There were over 2 million people in all 50 states who participated in these surveys, and Hillsborough once again placed in the top 10% of all of these responses, and with a composite score of like 53 points above the national average. So Hillsborough does public services really, really well. We won the award in 2023 as well, and I want to make sure that we win more awards in the future because serving the public is what we do. Smart growth principles assist communities in mitigating and adapting to climate change and through reducing building footprints, reducing costs of energy associated with climate change, also with transportation and improving connections to living and working and playing in Hillsborough. This focus on sustainability for the town, identifying areas to sustain and grow and coordinating land use patterns will help prepare Hillsborough for the future. I think the biggest challenges that we have regarding growth for Hillsborough are several, but let me start by saying I support Hillsborough's comprehensive sustainability plan and our smart growth strategies, and we're growing for sure faster than most neighboring municipalities, and I don't see that slowing down. I don't believe our goal is to grow, but how we manage that growth. I feel the biggest challenges that are accounted for in the comprehensive sustainability plan and our strategic plan are maintaining a healthy balance of residential versus commercial tax base in the face of high demand for residential development. It's hard to hold on to that commercial land because developers want to build residential. Maintaining our naturally occurring affordable housing, creating more permanently affordable housing options as the pool of market rate housing slowly is squeezed out by new and higher end and more expensive development, increasing transit-oriented development options so that denser developments are created along transit hubs and transit corridors that reduces the amount of vehicle traffic and gives more people opportunity to walk or bike to catch that public transportation. And also working with Orange County, the Triangle West Transportation Planning Organization, and NCDOT to recommend transportation options that are best for Hillsborough to manage future growth and enhance public safety and quality of life. I plan on promoting fiscal responsibility while seeking funding externally through our three-year budgeting process, which includes a budget, a capital improvement plan, and a financial forecast to help produce consistent and realistic economic forecasts for Hillsborough's budget. We have a very good system for budgeting and planning, and we stick to that budget, and it has served us really well over the years. This enables us to create an annual fiscal year budget and allocate resources that are in line with our comprehensive sustainability plan and the individual action items that are in our strategic plan, all of which are tied up in executing the goals and priorities for the town. We successfully use this approach to spend our limited resources on things that matter most to Hillsborough and help identify external funding opportunities that may present during the course of the fiscal year, but these external funding sources are far and few between. It's important that Hillsborough take care of what we have through this budgeting process, and if we get something from an external funding source, that's just gravy, but we can't count on that. As a municipal government, Hillsborough is very transparent about our support for democracy and for the strength and diversity that diverse communities bring to Hillsborough. I hope we'll continue to be aware and engage in the whole community, listening, participating, learning from everyone, and being more resilient and prosperous community as a result. closing our minds and our doors is not a very smart approach if you want to build a diverse and resilient community. When Hillsborough residents see me on the ballot, I hope they will think of me as a good candidate for mayor because of my experience, my record of action on behalf of Hillsborough, and my commitment to Hillsborough first, but also engaged in Orange County and the region as well, and bringing all that knowledge and experience to benefit Hillsborough.